Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
In congregation, it's your girl Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, and we're here with another installment of the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. If you ever listened to this podcast before, you know we got a cute little parasocial relationship going on. Okay, what's up, parasocial girlies? How are y'all doing? How's the new year going? Are you still working out? Great. Okay, no, as long putting on the outfit, that's the first step. Love that for us. So if you're familiar with this podcast, you know I'm very excited, thrilled, elated for two amazing guests that we have on the show today. Double the pleasure, double the fun. That sounds weird, but I don't mean it like that.
One
is an artist and an illustrator and a video creator, and the other is a writer, producer, and creative director of Ninth Mode Media. Together with Penn Badgley, they host a podcast, Pod Crush, where they read your middle school stories, bringing your teenage dreams and nightmares to life. Okay, dreams and nightmares, very Meek Mill. Congregation. Please welcome Sophie Ansari and Nava Kavalin.
Woo!
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Okay. Excited to be here.
So this is probably one of the more elusively written intros that we've had. Ooh. So, like, which one of you is the writer and the producer and the director of Ninth Mode Media?
Let's set the record straight. Yeah.
So I'm the writer and producer and creative director of a company that I run with Penn, actually, called Ninth Mode.
Okay, this is Nava. Yeah.
Yes, I'm Sophie. I'm the illustrator, the artist, the video creator.
Show yourself. No, oh man, that's awesome. So excited to have you guys here. Obviously, Penn. I love art. I love podcasts.
It's we love good. You.
Especially because Podcrush, so it's like middle school stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people are like talking about like embarrassing stuff or stuff. Oh, that's so, I love that
it's
so
It's a
much.
Lot of period stories. A lot of
Have to like whittle them down. We're like, all right, what's our best two?
Yeah, this can't be a show entirely like about periods.
Yeah. Oh, like bleeding.
Yeah.
You meant like period stories. I was like, they were in the 1800s. No, they can't be. They're still alive. No.
No. Penn even had like a remarable period story.
How'd that work? Yeah. Okay, so y'all have to listen to Podcrush.
You have to listen.
Y'all gotta listen to Podcrush to hear how Penn got his period. Yeah. Okay.
Can that be the title of this episode? Penn Badgley's first period.
Right. Very confusing. Oh, I love that man. No one has played a murderer better. So we always ask our guests on this podcast, have you ever been scammed? What's your relationship with scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Do you run some that are beyond the statute of limitations you can share? It could be anything. And either one of you can start. Sophie, Nava.
Oh, I'll start.
Oh,
I got quite a relationship with scams.
Okay.
No, I have been scammed, actually. You know, I'm not blameless in this scam, but
we don't shame.
Yeah. To give you some context, I grew up partially in China.
Okay.
So I spent a lot of time streaming shows. You know, we didn't have, there's like a lot of censorship on the internet in China, and there was, you know, didn't have a lot of the TVs and movies that I wanted access to.
Right.
And so I did a lot of illegal streaming.
Okay, fair, fair.
And I stopped for a while. I had a good period, but then recently I started streaming again. And
what were you watching now that you couldn't get legally?
I mean, I could get them if I subscribe, you know, if I
didn't want to pay.
I just didn't want HBO Max is expensive,
if
okay?
Money wasn't in the way. Okay.
I don't
wasn't
even
the
remember.
Obstacle of like giving money to it.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't even remember what I was watching. Like, you know, dumb dumb stuff. I think I watched Love Island.
Wow. She's proper fit, mate.
Exactly. I mean, I love the UK Love Island. It's unmatched.
She's just got a style about it. Yeah.
Put your crafting boots on. Yeah.
The hottest, dumbest people you've ever seen. God, they're so sexy.
So while I was using this streaming service, I would get pop-up ads all the time. And I would just kind of like ignore, you know, like close your eyes. If they're not popping up, if I just close them out, it's not happening. I'm not getting viruses on my computer. I just ignored.
Okay.
But then
they got you with something?
I did that for many, many months. And I just assumed everything was fine. But there was something that was starting to happen with my computer where my search engine would reset to Yahoo, which is a scam in itself.
Damn, Yahoo is getting real thirsty out here. Ask Jeeves, it's time for y'all to get in the mix. Y'all got to start doing spam too. Like, bitch, I'm going to ask about
get
Jeeves.
In there.
Ain't nobody asked Jeeves shit in years.
So, okay, so Yahoo starts popping up. Would just switch back to Yahoo. My husband would try to help me. He'd be like, you have this extra download plugin on your computer, Web Unit Pro. Did you download this? No, I didn't, but I would disable it.
Web Unit Pro. So bad.
You know,
crime.com. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
They own all of Sophie's like banking information
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So
don't look over here.
Periodically, every couple of months, my search engine would reset to Yahoo, and I would go through the process. I would disable Web Unit Pro, and it just became a habit. And then it was, you know, like when you put a frog in boiling water, it just doesn't notice mm-hmm. that it's boiling. It was happening more and more to the point where multiple times a day I would have to reset. I would have to disable.
Now, Sophie, at this point, I am looking at you. Okay, because
I really wanted to watch Love Island.
Like, oh, you turn up the heat slowly, and they don't know they're boiling. Girl, you knew you was boiling. You actually said it. You know the phrase is like, when you put a frog in water and you slowly turn up the heat, they don't realize it's boiling. But you said when you put a frog in boiling water, and even though most people would think that was a mistake, it's not, because you had your ass in that boiling water.
It's true.
And he was there like, what's hot? I'll keep turning up these breasts. Like, you do this three, four times a day. Also, like, let me be nice. The Love Island girlies are not the dumb ones. That's too hot to handle. That's what I was thinking
of. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like the Love Island girls.
I mean, Love Island is close.
I don't know if it's worth losing my banking account and my health insurance. Yeah.
So I was resetting my search engine multiple times a day. Okay. And at the same time, a couple of times, maybe three or four times throughout this, I would say it was 6 months in total, my computer... Sometimes I would open it and my mouse would just start moving without me doing anything. And what I would do is, in my head, I was like, listen, Sophie, if you're not connected to the internet, if your computer's shut off, the scammers, the hackers can't get into your computer. So I would just quickly shut down my computer and I would wait 30 minutes and I would think they'll be bored by now. They'll have moved on to somebody else. I had fully like imagined who these hackers were.
I don't have to obey this sign. I can't read. Like, you got scammers doing whole Casper the Friendly Ghost all inside your computer.
I know. So I would just shut it down. And then I would open it up again and it would be fine. And I would move on. That happened like three or four times. Then one day. I know. One day.
Still going.
I go to change. It's almost over. I'll be quick.
No, I'm just saying. It's just getting worse and worse.
I know.
You're like, so then they start taking over my computer.
So then.
We get it burning.
I know. And I'm this whole time I'm like suffering in silence because I don't want to tell my husband that I'm this far in.
So deep. You in it deep.
So one day I open my computer and my search engine is in Yahoo and I go to disable Web Unit Pro and I can't. It's blocked. Like there's a little thing you can toggle to enable or disable and it's grayed out. It's not an option for me anymore.
Oh my gosh.
And that's when I really start to panic. And I'm like,
I would have thrown my laptop in a bathtub.
Yeah.
It's over. I'm buying a new one.
Yeah. Like, Web Unit Pro said, I'm the captain now.
They're coming for me. Yeah. Well, what I did was, it was early in the morning, and I did not wake up my husband to tell him what was going on.
This is tearing your marriage apart.
Yeah. I go on Reddit. I don't know. I don't even have Reddit. I don't have the app. I don't have an account. But I know that there's some smart people on Reddit. So I go on Reddit. I search a really specific thing, like Web Unit Pro hackers on my computer.
Everybody in the community.
Exactly. I did. And I found somebody who posted basically a bunch of code. They're like, you need to go into this subfolder on this like system preferences, and you need to copy this code and delete this other code. And I don't know what I was doing, but I did it. And I've never had that problem since.
Wow. So you went full time for MySpace.
No. Exactly. Do you still stream or now are you paying for your stuff?
I have HBO Max. I have Hulu. I have Netflix. I am giving my soul.
It's like, bitch, I got Tubi. Okay.
I will never stream again.
I still got Quibi.
AT&T Warner's actually running that scam just to get people to pay.
You do not have Quibi. Do you still have Quibi?
Does anybody?
It's like, we need to help you.
I don't think you're allowed to have Quibi. I think you're not allowed to have it. Yeah. No, that's so wild. But I love the, like, we call it on this show, like, the despo meter. Like, how desperate are you? Like, how much do you want something? And so Love Island had you down.
It really did. I wait every summer for Love Island. I love Love Island. I have not yet watched The American because it's just not, it doesn't have the same.
It doesn't have the, it don't hit the same. But you know what? I understand this too, because Love Island is a show where, like, there is, like, a suspense of, like, who's going to win or who's getting, you know, whatever. So it's like, they got you hooked. So you're just clicking off the web unit pro. Like, I got to see who stays together.
It was worth it. I'll say it was worth it.
Wow. Wow. And also very trusting to get on Reddit and some code or hackers like, hey, take out the other code and put in my code. That's also very legit and good for your computer.
The despo meter is off the charts. Right. It's broken at this point.
He's like, I'll be quieter about stealing your information.
Yeah, that guy's now owns all of Sophie's info.
Right. So she just like throws her computer at the wall. That's how she turns it off. Like, no, it's off. All right, let's go to bed.
How about you, Neva?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I have a face that's like scammable, like many people have tried to scam me, but I'll limit it to one. It starts heavy, but it's not heavy. When my mom passed away several years ago, I had like a small inheritance. And I was like, this is like not enough money to do anything valuable with, but it is enough money to buy a diamond bracelet. So
wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a second. I think you could have done some other stuff with that money.
No, we couldn't help nobody in need. So we could only get this tennis bracelet. Clearly. Okay.
I went straight to Tiffany's.
It's really fire. Oh,
so
wow.
I bought this like diamond bracelet and then immediately had regret, but couldn't return it. And I was like, what was I doing? So I was like, all right, I'm going to sell it on eBay. And I had a cousin who was really good at selling stuff on eBay. So she like helped me set up the thing. And, you know, we calculated where like what the difference would be so that I wouldn't lose too much money. I was still going to lose like a little bit of money on the thing. And basically, long story short, I have this like purchaser who like, you know, bids for it. And then they have to forward you their PayPal receipt. So they forward me a PayPal receipt. And thank God I like forwarded it to my sister. I was like, oh, I sold the bracelet. I'm so excited. Like, I've been feeling so bad about this purchase. And I'm going to the post office to ship it. And my sister calls me. She's been texting me and I like haven't seen it. I think I'm on the subway and there's like not good service. But she calls me literally as I'm like walking through the post office. She's like, it's a scam. It's a scam. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, it's not paypal.com. Look at the email address. And it was like paypal.co or something. And she's like, and there's grammar mistakes. And she was totally right. It was a complete scam. I was going to send someone my diamond bracelet, get nothing in return. And so I just never sold it. And I never take it off. I wear it every single day.
Sister.
Yeah, thank God for my sister.
I think that's really beautiful. Like, you know, you have like a beautiful reminder of your mother.
Yeah, it's true.
And also you didn't get robbed, because I feel like that would have...
I was seconds away from getting robbed.
That would have really...
I don't know what would have happened to me.
No, that would have been really bad.
If I already regretted the purchase, you know, like...
It was all my inheritance money.
Right. Which, you know, you can't really do nothing with that but buy a diamond bracelet. Nothing really you can afford other than a diamond bracelet.
Exactly.
That's it. Okay, I don't even know. It makes sense to me. It's math. But I don't know. I feel like I would have to go full Liam Neeson. Like, I would have to find you if you screwed me like that.
No, honestly, with the, you know, the rise of making payments and making sales on the internet, I am scared. Yeah. I'm scared of scammers.
But that's always a huge giveaway. Your sister was really smart to do that. Yeah. And it's not even that she was really smart to do it. It's just something that once you know it, you don't unknow it. And by that I mean like you should always check, first of all, the website. That's the easy one. They'll change one letter, they'll make a zero an O a zero. Like there's all types of ways to do that. But also, for some reason, these people are incredibly lazy when it comes to grammar.
Yes. No, it's true.
Yeah, it's like, when did PayPal get drunk? It's starts sending emails. Like the
but that I think shows my desperate despo meter. Yeah. It was very high. I just like wanted to get rid of this bracelet because I was feeling so guilty. Yeah. Get that I like didn't, you know, I just ignored all the red flags.
Well, you were like, it looks right. Yeah, and then you're not thinking. And that's the other thing is like, no one is thinking that everyone is trying to rob them.
Yeah.
Until you start listening to this podcast.
Yeah, I know.
This is why we
then you're like, damn, everybody is trying to rob me all the time. So you have to like, but other than that, like obviously you would think like this is a good faith purchase. Like I would have done the same thing. But your sister, I'm glad she pulled up like with the whole, feel like an action movie. She was like, don't do it.
Seriously. Yeah.
That's so scary.
That's literally what it was like. It was very dramatic.
Busted into the post office. Where is she?
Lacey, do you feel like you have a hard time trusting people after doing this podcast?
Yeah, for sure. I don't trust nobody. Trust no bitch. I'm talking to you, Mom. No way, my mom would kill me. I love you, Mom. I love you. And on that note of me maybe not being alive to do this podcast anymore, let's take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements.
Scams! I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you can be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits. And you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new. Okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream. And I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream, are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Cons! And we are back, and it's time for my favorite part of the show. Actually, all the parts are kind of my favorite, but this is what's hot and fraud. This is going to be a little less traditional today because I am giving you guys some tea and an update. So, guys, I'm so sorry to share this with you, but the Give Us Your Money podcast will not be moving forward. There's just a lot of scheduling issues, guys. It's real hard. Y'all know I got 50 limb jobs. But I did want to share with you the update on Jada. So people who have been listening to this podcast know that my Twitter got hacked. It happened less than 24 hours after Elante Musty took over. So he brought in the sink and that bitch sank real quick.
Wow.
And so there was a scammer who we thought's name was Jada because a lot of people interacted with the scammer. Unfortunately, people did get scammed. Who was selling. And this happening. If you get on Twitter, you'll see it like on other accounts. Whoever this person is, like they are working hard, like team no sleep, like grinding. Okay. Honestly, a little proud of them, but also hate them.
Gotta respect it.
They're selling MacBook Pros and iPads for $600.
And people think that you are doing this.
Yes.
Wait, okay.
Guys, your podcasters are not going to sell you MacBook Pros.
At this point, it's like, it's worse than doing this to watch Love Island. Like, right. I feel a little better
about
my situation.
Sophie's just
going
to be vindicated all day.
Yeah, Sophie, you're vindicated. Chance. You are vindicated, okay? Because you, they were in the corner like, it's us, the criminals. You were like, shut up, I'm watching Love Island. Yes, here's my credit card info. Just keep it going.
So people have tried to buy MacBook Pros from you. From you, quote
unquote. From me. And apparently I was selling them for charity. Vague charity. Never a name of the charity.
Yeah.
And you know, just charitableization. Don't ask no questions. Just, you want the MacBook or not? But no, friends of mine, like people I know, fell for this, thousands of dollars. Like I have the screenshots of them, like showing their bank account, like that they had sent the money. Like this person was raking it up. And so I thought their name was Jada because we had found a lot of the money was being sent to Zelle that was under Jada, also to a Cash App that was under Jada. No. And then we traced the Cash App. We did a bunch of stuff. And unfortunately, all roads did not lead back to Jada. Jada moved on to Doreen. So then Jada started using Doreen's information. And that's how they were moving money back and forth.
Doreen sounds like my aunt. Like, right? That's not.
So I'm thinking this poor real-life Doreen who's just getting scammed by this scammer. And then finally, someone reached out and was like, hey, this is like super fucked up. Like, you're such a loser. Like, you can't make money in the normal way. Like, one of the congregation members just started cussing them out. Wow. And sent me the screenshots. And the person was like, oh, I'm getting money. And took a photo of a Mercedes-Benz wheel. And I could see that there were assigned male at birth legs underneath there.
Oh.
Jada is a man.
Wow. Assigned male at birth legs.
Damn.
That's probably the most PC ever. But listen, we went on Jada's a construct over here. But no, so Jada is a man. Jada is a man.
Oh my
goodness. And I almost got scammed two more times trying to find Jada. Some lawyers reached out to me and they were like, oh, for a $500 retainer, like we can go get the cell phone records and we can figure out who.
Layered.
Yeah. Another a hacker reached out and the hacker was like, oh yeah, no, for sure. Like we can hack this person. And I was like, great. And they're like, okay, send me $75 for software.
No.
You're
a
hacker.
How are you gonna do this?
You a hacker.
You don't need software.
You a hacker. I was saying on the Patreon, I was like, that's like a Uber, like being like, oh yeah, I'm pulling up in 10. You got your car in?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You gotta have certain things to do certain jobs. Yeah. I feel like you can't be like, I'm a you missing the key part.
I'm glad you didn't fall for that.
No, I didn't, luckily. But I was so desperate, I really wanted to. Like I was like, it's just $75. Like, you know.
Maybe.
Worst thing, I lose $75.
Maybe this hacker who doesn't have a computer is going to save my...
Next thing, he's like, all right, so, were you actually selling the MacBook Pros? Because I really could use
one. I think it's you.
Yeah. To do the hacking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you still got any of those, send one my way, and then I get the software with the money.
I'm going to help you out.
Good Lordy Jesus. Yeah. But there's your update, guys.
Wait, can I ask you an aside? Is it okay if we don't?
Oh, yeah.
Because now I'm like, oh my God, what if someone hacks our, like, TikTok or... what do you do to protect yourself so it doesn't happen again?
Okay, so there's obviously two-factor verification. Mm-hmm. Authentication, 2FA. There we go. Yes, which oddly enough, the week before I got hacked, Jean Ali was on the show and he was like, do you have two-factor on? And I was like, nah, I ain't giving him no more information.
It's him.
Damn.
He's Sean.
Because we saw the legs. What kind of car Sean drives?
We just saw this.
Damn. Sean, how could you do this to me? Jacques. But no, yeah, so you can have the verification. You should always have that on just so like people can, you know, you'll get an alert, several alerts. Other than that, it's really just not clicking links when you're in the app. Like if someone sends you a random link, don't click. Now, Sophie, this is where we're going.
I'm taking notes.
I'm taking Sophie's phone away. She's no longer allowed
I took my notebook out. I'm fully writing this down.
It's fake me on TikTok just DMing Sophie like, girl, I got a new Love Island link.
They put out a bonus season.
That's how all the scammers listening to the show are like, yeah, they might try to rob you.
They know your chink. They know your armor.
Chink in my armor. I'm going to give up all my access to the
Lord Jesus. But yeah, no, so those are certain things that you can do. You just don't click on links. You, you know, don't log in through anybody else's pages. Like, because sometimes you just like could forget to take something off or, you know what I mean? Like, have you ever gone to like the iPhone store or somewhere else and like logged in to anything?
Yeah,
that's true.
Never do that.
I mean, no, I haven't. I haven't.
She's like, yeah, they had Love Island.
She just goes to the Mac and start to watch TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so basically two-factor.
Okay.
2FA is like the easiest thing to do. Yeah. So guys, give them more of your information. You've already given it to them anyway. So, and don't click links, aunties. Yeah. That's my mom. My mom is always texting me a link. And I'm like, Laura, you know I'm never clicking these. Right?
Laura.
Like, never click links, guys. No. Nowhere. In the apps, in the text. Like, if somebody wants to send something to you, be like, screenshot it. Or
Or let's meet up in person.
Anytime you want to send me a meme, we have to meet up in person. Okay. It's the only way I'll receive it. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be right back with Historic Hoodwinks.
Robbery! Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question. Who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home?
You know who I'm talking about.
Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs?
I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
And now it's time for Historic Hoodwinks. Let's get into it. But before we do, I have some content warnings up top for you guys. There is some brief mentions of gore, kidnapping, statutory rape, self-inflicted injuries. And then the hoodwink is primarily researched from Lauren Smiley's Intelligencer article, Collision Course. How do you say Intelligencer? Is that correct? I can't read.
No idea.
It sounds like it would be
bad. Yeah, right? Okay, just give me the thumbs up that I can read after all. Love that. So this is from Lauren's article, Collision Course. A lot of the information. So shout out to Lauren. We'll link that in the footnotes. We don't rob our journalists. Y'all get over there and give her some clicks. Okay? So today we're talking about William Mize. Like miser. Okay. So like, but that's funny because Miser's
Like a scammer.
He looks like a scammer instantly.
Yes.
Yeah, he does. Wow. Like, what is this khaki blazer?
Yeah,
what is
khaki blazer, aviators.
Wow. Where is this man going? It's giving like lobby at the peninsula. But like, you just go to the bar. You're not actually staying
totally,
there.
Yes, totally. Yeah. Yep.
He goes to the bar and it pretends to be rich. And then when the other, you know, because the girlies like to go to the bars to meet a little, you know, a crustier rich fellow.
Crusty. Yeah, he is crusty.
Yeah, they're like, this guy's an easy mark.
Right.
Yeah. They know.
He old and nasty. Let me get some money off of him.
Okay, tell us about William Mize.
So William Mize is the charismatic patriarch of his clan. I don't know why they didn't say family, but he's the head daddy of the family, mm-hmm. and he was charismatic. And I guess it's a bunch of scarred, bruised, and bloody criminals. Just the criminals constantly with injuries, I guess. So together they created a family business of car accidents, and they did their own stunts.
No.
Mm. Wait, a family business of car accidents?
Is this to like get the insurance money?
I would imagine so, yeah.
Wow.
But making it a family business is very fascinating to me.
Yeah. I kind of want in on this scam, though. Like, is there a way that I can crash my car and get the insurance?
Do you want to do all stunts, though?
If anyone should be scammed, it's insurance companies.
Yeah, it's true. That is the greatest scam in America.
Yeah. Very true. They're like, give us your money just in case something do happen, but nothing
and then we're gonna, and then you have a $10,000 deductible.
Right. Yeah. No.
You are not letting nothing happen to you, though.
Yeah.
Then we're going to get rid of your ass.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've been dropped by insurance companies. Drop kicked, even. Yeah. You know, they really wanted
the
me
worst.
Out. And bad. Fast. So, the insurance fraud patriarch was born. This is William Mize. He was born William Mize Waters in 1961 in El Paso, Texas. Okay, Texas. William's parents were Eve and William Mize II. During the early years of his life, his father wasn't active in his life, but then came back when he was a teenager. Now, okay, father, how you gonna name your son? How you gonna make a junior and then leave your junior?
Yeah, honestly.
How you gonna name the baby after yourself and then be like, goodbye?
That's poor planning.
But, yeah. Wow.
Maybe William grew up and didn't have good vibes. You know, he had to leave him.
He's like, I know what you're about to do.
Right,
like,
I know what you are. Yeah. I know what you are. Yeah. So, despite being a drunk and unwashed most of the time.
What? Unwashed?
Damn, he not bathing?
Yeah.
Okay, Lord Jesus. So as a teenager, William dropped out of high school and began bartending. Once while visiting his younger sister, he met her teen babysitter, Teresa Maslin. Despite being drunk, unwashed most of the time, and 23, they married when Teresa was 15, pregnant with their first son.
Oh, this is not
looking I know. And I mean, that's the thing, like, about men who prey on younger women. Like, the whole point is, like, she's a child, so why would she know any better? Why would she not know that, like, men should be bathing and making money and not drunk all day?
Yeah.
How would she know that?
It's tragic.
Yeah, no. So, a nasty man. We're not shocked. So William continued working in restaurants, and he and Teresa had a daughter, Angela, in 1984. Several years later, William's father and stepmother died, leaving him $700,000 and an Arizona ranch house.
Wow.
Wait, how did they
That'll get you more than a diamond ring.
Yeah.
I feel like you can only buy a diamond bracelet with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a diamond bracelet.
Okay. That's how much money I've got.
All these people are going to try to break bracelet. Into my house. That is not true, you guys. It's a tiny little thing.
I don't know. It's very blingy up from over here. My eyes are hurting.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, y'all. Y'all might want to find it in the parking lot. Okay. So according to his wife, Teresa, the inheritance just changed his whole DNA. Almost like within 24 hours, he was completely evil. Okay, Teresa, I'm going to take it a step further and say he was already evil because he married you.
Yeah.
So he been evil, but I understand what you're saying. Like, he went like full evil.
Yeah. Wow. Like, she started to see it.
More evil than he popped than before. Yeah.
So, double evil.
Double evil. Triple evil. Yeah. How do we equate this? What's the math here? So he immediately bought a Corvette. Yeah, definitely evil. And a motorboat.
Woo! Oh, geez.
And he spent the rest of the inheritance opening a fine dining restaurant in a Sacramento mall. What?
Okay. I mean, that's diametrically
opposed. That's where I go for fine dining.
How you put all them words together? Because them words don't go together. Yeah. None of those words go together. Fine dining in a mall.
Okay. In Sacramento.
Yeah. The three.
The whole thing.
Hey, baby, we having a couple's night tonight. We're going to stop by the Gap. Then we having a fine dining experiment.
It is an experiment.
In the Sacramento Mall. Yeah. So William put Teresa to work cleaning its toilets and doing prep in the kitchen while he would only show up for dinner service dressed as the restaurant's fancy owner.
Okay, imagine having 700 grand and making your wife clean the toilets.
Y'all can't get nobody to clean the toilets? Why does he spend all the money on the Corvette? on the speedboat.
Yeah. He actually needs this restaurant.
Yeah. It's not cheap to set up a fine dining establishment in a mall.
No, they're true. Charging high rents.
Okay, he's trying to get as close to the water fountain as possible to really give it that je ne sais quoi. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to... I don't know, I'm on his side now? No. So, their marriage eventually led to a nasty divorce, which, yeah, well, we figured. Once you have your wife cleaning toilets.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad that that was her limit, though. Like, that was the thing.
Yeah, there could have been more limits, huh? Yeah. There should have been. But you know what? She was young. Yeah. So we're not going to shade you, wifey. I'm glad you left, though. So in a custody dispute, a court-ordered psychologist noted, the father is controlling, extremely narcissistic, arrogant at times, and insists on his way. So the psychologist was like, he's evil. Yeah. He's about quadruple evil. So as such, it was not horribly surprising when in 1992 he abandoned his business and abducted his children away to Acapulco, Mexico. Wait, I guess that's not surprising, but I thought that's not what I was going to hear.
I wouldn't think he would take his children. Like, I would think he would just continue on scamming people.
I don't feel like he loves his children.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm going to not do what my dad did and run away. I'm going to kidnap them. I'm going to take
forever.
12 steps in the opposite direction and father them so hard that it's illegal.
That's illegal. Yeah.
That the law gets involved.
Yeah.
So he steals the kids. I thought they were going to say that the wife, Teresa, got custody of the children. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to.
Not like naturally so that he kidnapped them. You know how that goes.
Went to Acapulco.
You know how kidnapping goes when you go to Mexico. Y'all get it. So there he rented an oceanside villa and opened a marijuana smuggling business.
This man has lived so many lives.
He really has. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired reading it. Oh, look at this house.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. This is an oceanside. Where is he getting money from?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
The inheritance and all that.
But I mean, that's only $700.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe he's good at investing. Dividends.
He does have a marijuana business, so you know, marijuana's always got a market. Times are bad, marijuana. Have you tried marijuana? Try marijuana today.
Scam God is his newest sponsor.
Right, it's just an ad for big marijuana.
Yeah.
Okay, so he has this oceanside villa. He's doing the marijuana. So his then 10-year-old daughter, Angela, remembers a time where my brother and I were like dirty-faced, barefoot, barbarian children.
Whoa.
Damn. Okay, so he wasn't bathing y'all, and he didn't give y'all no shoes.
Wow.
Okay. So eventually, William brought his cousin and her 11-year-old son, Ryan, down to help them out of a desperate situation in San Francisco, which earned him a savior-like status in the family. So basically, he's in Mexico with the kids that he stole.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are dirty and hungry and unwashed.
Yeah, okay? Like him.
So then he gets a phone call from a family member in San Francisco who's in a terrible situation. And they're like, we need your help, William. Can you help us with your marijuana business success?
Wow.
So William's like, sure, I can come down there because I'm so good at taking care of people. Don't look at my kids.
Wow, I see.
And so he helps them out of this desperate situation in San Francisco, which earns him savior status in the family. So now everybody in the family is like, oh my God, like, look at Uncle William. Yeah. He really saved us from desperation with his marijuana business.
Wow.
I don't know why his kids don't wash, but that's none of our business. He's a king. So now he's the king. So this is an image, and we've got Angela, William, Ryan's mom's house in Mexico in the 90s. So I don't know what he did for Ryan's mom, but Ryan was like, we stand. So they later moved back to the States together, where William continued to smuggle in the pot. During a cruise, he met another woman, Sandy, who was training as a reserve cop. What is that even? You're just a cop in waiting?
I don't know. Yeah, on the bench. You're on the bench.
Well, yes. Put me in, coach. Yeah. I'm ready to do murders to people. Yeah. Put me in, coach. What is a reserve cop? I'm sure Judith will tell me in a moment. So despite her criminal justice background and figuring him out, they stayed together. I'm so confused. So he met this woman, Sandy, on the cruise. She's got a criminal justice background. She's a reserve cop. Yeah. And even though she knows that this man is smuggling marijuanas, she's like, I'm going to stick beside her.
I think we know why she's a reserve cop now.
That's my man.
Not like I'm the main.
Mommy and mommy and mommy. Okay. But also, cops aren't ethical, so I don't know what. Yeah. So, yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Another spam.
So despite her criminal justice background and figuring him out, they keeping it cute. They keeping it a buck. So Sandy even took trips to Guadalajara with Angela to visit William in jail when he was arrested for smuggling the pot. So she was like, I got to go see mommy and he doing a bid in Mexico.
So she's taking care of his kids.
Yes. She's like really down for him. She's like his employee. So a reserve cop just basically is somebody who's in the shadows then.
Wow.
And then they get paid to cop sometimes.
Sometimes.
Aside, wasn't that like the guy they think was the Zodiac killer? Wasn't he one of those?
Oh, yes.
He would like help the police.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway.
See anybody who's trying to...
Yeah.
Why are you interested in that?
It's a little sus.
We're curious. So this is how the fraud began, because we haven't even gotten to the real fraud yet.
Oh, wow. It's all foreplay.
Literally. We like to warm it up here.
Okay, warm it up.
Don't sue me, Khalees. Actually, you don't own that song. Damn. Sorry, Khalees. I didn't mean for you to catch a stray like that. So, how the fraud began. William first began the family fraud business by encouraging his son, Will, to void sales and pocket the money at his restaurant job. So, I've actually seen this scam before. I used to know all the past, like, codes, all the manager codes at, like, the restaurants that I worked at in the Hamptons. And I remember one time they sat me down and they were like, Lacey, we know you've been cashing out the other servers and we know you've been closing up at night instead of our manager. I'm going to say your name because you're a bitch. Coked up bitch.
Oh my God.
No, that man was harassing me. He was evil. Anyways, so I was doing his job.
Wow.
So they sit me down and they're like, Lacey, like, you could have been stealing this whole time. And I was like, I could have.
You're like, that's news to me.
So I know about this scam. It's like you can take an order, put it in, and then say that the person paid with cash when they really paid with a card.
Okay.
And then you steal the money. Or you like void the purchase. So like, let's say you void a whole meal. Mm-hmm. And in the accounting, you would think like, oh, this person got a free meal or maybe they didn't like their food or they canceled it. But in reality, they got the meal, but you just voided it and then you take the difference of the cash out.
Yeah.
But I never did stuff like that. But now I'm like, I should have. Like, what was I thinking? Like,
everybody's doing that. Yeah. William Mize making his son do it.
Right. He's like, making his son do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's like, son, it's time for you to grow up and get a part-time job.
Yeah.
Called voiding.
A respectable part-time job.
Robbing a restaurant that you work at, okay? Make your father proud. So, but then the insurance fraud began. When Will was injured playing basketball in 2005, William encouraged him to claim he'd fallen into a manhole at a country club so that the insurance would finance his surgery and pain pills. Wow. So I love that he was injured playing basketball. He was like, Dad, we gotta go to the hospital. He's like, son, nah, limp on over here to this manhole.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And hop inside.
An opportunist.
Start flailing, okay? Flail like I taught you. So the money earned from that insurance inspired William into staging more serious accidents. The following year, a friend of William accidentally totaled his Jaguar with his F-150 because he was reaching for his phone. That incident was only the first of what would become a long series of similarly staged totaling of cars and injured passengers. So they just started doing this. They were like, what if injury was the job?
Yeah, I mean, wow.
What if my profession was getting harmed?
Yeah, I know. Was anyone actually injured in this process?
I mean, in a lot of these, yes. Yeah. Just like I'm like, they are doing their own stunts. Which, if you're gonna get injured, so on average, William staged 6 accidents a year.
And these were with like strangers or
friends,
just like extended family?
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, okay.
His employees at the business.
So he's not always in the accident.
Yeah, because I
was
going to
say,
suspicious.
Yeah, no, the cops would be like, okay, man, you were regular at the hospital.
Plus your insurance would drop you at that
point. So how would someone do this? So that you would get other people.
I'm taking out my notebook again?
Yeah. You would get other people to get in a car accident and then you would pay them part of the insurance payout?
So let's see.
Yeah, why would they give him part of their cut?
So they always happened at night in remote areas with no cameras. Uh-huh. And often in states where people are not as likely to help people on the side of the road. So months before the crash, he'd have one of his accomplices purchase a used luxury car with insurance, like with high limits, such as like $100,000 payout per person. Then he'd cast his victims. So responsible parties and cars. And he would get we have an image of a French truck.
Oh, wow. My God.
That was in a staged accident.
That looks really dangerous.
That's brutal.
Yes. And he would stage the getaway driver. So it's like hit and runs and things of that nature. Yeah. Okay. I love this because he's casting people. Like, this is theater.
It is. It is.
Wow. He's like, let me see your best slip and fall.
Yeah.
He's really like a jack of all trades. Yeah. He has a lot of skills.
He was like, could you just give us a limp
on
your way out?
Let's see.
Okay, that was great. He was great. We should call
him.
Yeah. No, leave your resume. No, that's great. That's awesome. So when it was time for the accident, he insisted on giving the victims their injuries himself, making sure they were just injured and bleeding enough to register on a CAT scan or go to serious pain med.
No. Okay, up until this point, I was like, hey, this is kind of like, you know, a great scam because no one's really losing except the insurance companies.
And they deserve to lose.
And they deserve to lose. We've established. But wow.
Can
that
you imagine
is
going
wild.
To a casting and they're like, yeah, you're going to be in the staged accident. You're like, sure. You're like, why do you have the tire iron?
That is scary.
That is really
Someone
scary.
Someone should make a movie about this. Wow. Netflix.
I know. I'm like, who's writing this movie? Yeah.
Right. Him, probably.
Yeah. He's casting it as we speak.
Right. I don't want to be. That's a movie where you probably have to do your own stunts again. Like, this is for Netflix, though. He's like, yeah, I know. Why you got that bat? He's like, lay down in front of this axle. No, I don't want to actually get hit by the car.
It's authentic. It's authentic.
Yo, I would be feeling crazy if I thought I was about to do a light scam and then this man came over here and hit me with a misery and broke my legs. That ain't right.
Oh my gosh.
That ain't right. So he also wrecked the cars himself, believing he knew how to make the most convincing yet safest accidents before trading with an actor in the driver's seat and hopping in the getaway car.
Wow.
So he'd be like, okay, but at least he was making the wrecks himself. The actor only just had to get mildly
with a bat or a tire iron. Okay. He was in the car.
He was driving.
He must have gotten like an adrenaline high every time he did this,
hell
too.
Something about him is messed up.
He's evil as hell. So for sure he got an adrenaline rush because what is this? This is insane.
Yeah.
So when the bruised and battered victims were transported to the hospital after the crash, they'd say they have insurance, but they didn't have their member cards. After several weeks, they'd request an itemized bill and pay it at a cash discount rate, if they paid at all. So they're showing up to the hospital and they're like, oh, I just don't have my car, but I definitely have insurance, but don't worry about calling them. You don't need to call Jake. I'm gonna hit him up later.
Don't worry about it.
I'm gonna hit him up later though. So then, but y'all go ahead and give me the treatments and the CT scans right now. Okay, great. So then, obviously, they're filing a claim on their own with the itemized bill, but just not paying the hospital.
Wow. Which, it's like a double scam.
Yeah.
Which, fine. Hospitals are expensive. And if you get an itemized bill, they'll take a bunch of shit off of it. Because they just be like, this is a Q-tip fee.
Yeah.
And a walk-in.
True.
we gave you a walk. We had to walk you to the CT scan. It's so then we got a walk-in fee. Yeah. No.
My friend's mom got charged $400 for, I think, 2 ibuprofen.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that so wild?
Hospitals are a scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They truly are. They're like, what you gonna do, bitch? Die? That's what I thought. Get your ass in it.
Yeah.
Makes me so depressed. I have to leave. I feel depressed.
So
I
just walked out.
You want to save some money or live? What's up? Okay. At least you're going to be living the rest of your life paying this back. But you're gonna be alive though.
Yeah,
they're a scam, total scam. So I'm not mad at this part because, like, fuck the hospital too.
Yeah,
but also I love hospital workers. But also,
yes, true.
The infrastructure.
They're not pocketing your bills.
Right. The infrastructure of the hospital, the capitalism of it all. That's what we talk about. Shout out to the healthcare worker.
We love you.
We love you. You want us to clap right now?
Yeah, I was like 7 p.m.
Do you have a pan right now?
Bang the pots right now. Those poor healthcare workers. They're probably like, again? Like, y'all, we could have did that like 1 or 2 days. I'm sure they were like, they don't stop. We are done.
Out of the window.
Stop. Okay. So they're cheating the hospital, they're cheating the insurance company. And so William would then show up under a pseudonym to act as the victim's rep, negotiating a settlement with the at-fault insurance company. In order to not run out of rosters of victims, William also made sure to maintain his roster of people who were in some way indebted to him. So to answer your question, I think, Sophie, you said, why would people do this? Mm-hmm. He's got people that are indebted to him.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's how he's getting, you know, he's getting them to participate. He's like, yeah, but you owe me.
Yeah.
Now lay down in front of the car so I can hit you.
Oh my God. He's like really double evil, like we said.
Yeah. I only have to crack one rib. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. People get cracked ribs all the time. Yeah, maybe they'll take it out. You look like.
Yeah.
Just think it's like a BBL. Yeah. But you will wait.
Free cosmetic surgery.
I'm doing it. Right now.
Lacey's trying to get in touch with William right now.
Right. I join him. Yeah. I help him out. We're friends. So he's getting people who are indebted to him to continue to do this. And that's how he's like maintaining this. So, for example, he lent his cousin's now 21-year-old son, Ryan, a $15,000 down payment for a condo. We have an image of Ryan and his mother at his wedding as an adult. So remember, Ryan was 10 years old when his mother had called and was like, we in trouble. Come down to San Francisco. Leave your weed business. So then he comes, helps them out. Now this man is an adult. So he's given him money to pay for a condo. Problems arose when William asked for his money back and Ryan naturally couldn't pay because it's like a gift,
yeah,
right?
It's in the house, yeah.
Also, that's like used to be a very common thing. Like when people got married, they got married so young, they were so broke. Mm. People would like help, like pay for the wedding or like help them buy a home and stuff. That used to be, we used to be like more of a community. Now they'd be like, oh, you're broke ass on your own.
That's true. Yeah.
Should have sprung for that open bar. Goodbye, children. So as a solution, William offered a plan. They would stage a ceiling fan to fall on Sandy at Ryan's house and William would pocket the insurance payout. So he's like, in exchange for having this condo that I gave you the down payment for, your mama got to get the ceiling fan.
It's very elaborate. It's very specific.
Wow, creative.
But what I don't understand is why didn't Ryan get hit with the ceiling fan?
Yeah, why didn't the mom? So true.
If I'm Sandy, I'm like, now why am I in it?
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me. So Sandy.
Yeah.
Sandy is, remember the reserve cop?
Yeah.
Who was watching his kids while he was in jail?
Yeah. That's Sandy.
That's Sandy.
Okay.
So. Okay, this makes me
even less sense. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
So I'm sure Sandy's wife, as his wife, he's like, I would be pissed. I'm like, why I gotta
stop roping me into these scams.
I just don't understand why I married you and now I got to get hit with a ceiling fan. Like, the math don't work for me.
She should have known.
So the scheme went according to plan. While Ryan sat outside, William ripped out his bedroom ceiling fan, cut Sandy's head, and smacked her with a metal pan to make the cut more bruised and bloody.
This is horrible.
This is horrific.
It's horrific.
I can't laugh.
Sandy, why did Ryan do this? Why did Ryan get hit with
He's basically like convinced her that he's like abusing her domestically and convinced her that it's like
that it's for
that he loves
art?
Her and it's that's
this is insane. So Ryan calls 911. He has these repeated rehearsed lines to the EMTs and says that Sandy was then transported to the hospital. So he calls with his normal like, "Hey, it's me again."
Wow.
It's so crazy that it's always accidents happening around me. Sorry. He's like, anyways, so can y'all bring an ambulance? Yeah, so he had his rehearsed lines to the EMT and he did his thing every single time. So the condo payment owed to William was paid when the settlement check was in hand, but that did not end Ryan's debt to him. So he already got the settlement, right? And then he's like, okay, but more. Like, you're still in debt to me. Like, man, y'all should have killed
this man.
There
are other women in this family that I want to traumatize.
Seriously.
And I want to hit with ceiling fans. Exactly. Just imagine, you're just chilling, living your life. And then William shows up to your door and is like, it's your turn. Like,
my nephew owes me money, so wife, the obvious solution.
So the obvious solution
doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
At all. So over the following years, William would repeat the cycle of finding opportunities to sink Ryan further and further into debt. Oh, according to Ryan, this is like almost my dad. I never thought he would screw someone over that he loved. Eventually.
Oh, really? Come on, Ryan. Oh, hey, Ryan, please.
Okay, but remember, this is Ryan like Sophie only with saw the him web. As the hero. Right.
Okay, that's true.
You're right. Ryan is very deep into the Love Island where he should have known.
Yeah.
This is like when the mouse took over the computer.
Exactly.
He definitely should. Like, you just saw your auntie got hit upside the head with a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Yeah, this man has no loyalty.
Yeah, he don't love people. He married that woman. What do you mean? So Eventually, William manipulated Ryan and Ryan's then partner, a bartender named Kimmy, into becoming minions who were required to be at his beck and call or else face violent anger. I was hoping that was going to be like to become minions in a Universal studio.
Where you can see them today on tour.
Where they would slip and fall all over the guests. No. So at the height of the scheme, William had both of his children, Ryan and his partner, his wife, and a rotating cast of other family members playing various roles in his violent performances. So we have an image of William with Sandy on the left and Kimmy on the right and some unknown person, some lady they met on the end. So they're all a part of this scheme. They're all getting beat up by this man for money. So the bigger injury William could create, the bigger the medical bill, obviously. So that resulted in bigger payouts, with William always taking the biggest cut. The crashes would make from $25,000 to $100,000. But William would deduct expenses down to supplies before deducting his half. So he's like, okay, but we got to do the accounting here. Like, I bought several lead pipes to beat y'all with. That's going to be $300. Like, he's taking
look
out
at his Home Depot receipt for a second.
Right. He's like, I had to get another metal pan to hit y'all with. Yeah. So wow. He's just so sick. I almost can't even, like, really laugh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so he's taking that out, and then he's deducting his cut. So he's really taking the most money, even though he's, like, harming people to get it.
He has all these write-offs.
writing off this fraud. So often those left would just give William back their cut anyway to pay down their debt to him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
So imagine you're getting beat.
This is like a really multi-layered scam because he's, I mean, the worst scams in all of this are the scams against his family members.
Yeah, he's emotionally abusive and he's abusing
and physically.
Physically. very physical. Wow. No.
You know that he's like probably tricking people into owing him. Like he's getting them in debt so that he can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How do they owe you?
Is it just like weed that they're not paying for? Like,
right. Also, I mean, Ryan owed him $21,000. That was the down payment, and it's saying these scams that he would run would get them between $25,000 and $100,000. Yeah. And he made him do multiple.
And it was actually $15,000, so even less. And he gave it to him.
Wow.
And then was like, actually, that wasn't a gift. That was that's a loan.
Yeah.
And you got interest on it. Yeah. Wow. The interest is 12%.
Wow.
Compounding secondly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you owe me forever. Like, what? So let's get through the rest of this. Yeah. Ryan said he and Kimmy made $80,000 being human crash test dummies during their best year. Oh, why you say it like that? In addition to the injurious insurance fraud, William and Sandy periodically divorced, and then they would remarry. No, I read that correctly.
They periodically divorced.
Oh my gosh.
And then remarried so they could eventually declare bankruptcy when their debt hit above $200,000. So they would just get a little divorce here and there. Yeah. People knew him at the courthouse. They're like, what y'all coming in for today? Marriage or annulment?
Wow.
They're like, today we get married. We'll see y'all next week, though, for the divorce. My friend just got married in a courthouse. But, like, she's getting married, like, having a big ceremony. But, you know, you, like, go get the papers or whatever. Yeah. Why was there, like... like this line, she said this line of 45 people who were like cheering them on and like so sweet, but they were all there to fight eviction.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's all just like in one. It's all in one.
All in
one department.
Dang.
Like, cause I know in California, the marriage license is right next to the traffic court violations, because I would be in there for traffic court violations.
Like, I know it well.
I know it very well. I was like, good for y'all.
Hey, y'all please take this boot off my car. Yeah.
So, I understand fully. So they're getting divorced and remarried so they can make money. So though money was being made, there's still other consequences. William's son developed an opioid addiction from the prescriptions. William himself became increasingly paranoid, amassing food and guns. In case of the apocalypse,
if you could see this, it's truly horrifying.
We'll put it on the Instagram. This is scary. And also the guns are very haphazard. Like, it doesn't look
what
like
is going on.
Gun safety's happening over there.
This is like a dining room table.
Yes, and it's like a large table just full of guns.
Oh my god.
Hey, yeah, where y'all eating at? On?
Yeah,
like, pass me the salt. Like, the gun.
No, this really is their dining room table. You can see like the cups in the cupboard there.
Yes, wow. This is wild. This is crazy. Absolutely. So he's like, he's worried that there's gonna be an apocalypse, and so he's got Sandy cleaning the family guns. They surrounded their home with stone wall and barbed wire so that people couldn't get in or out. Sure, that was probably for his family. So getting caught. By 2017, the scheme began to unravel when his daughter Angela said no to using her husband's medieval sword practice entry. No. To make a claim. No.
Wow.
No.
No. No. No.
So we draw the line at medieval sword.
His daughter's husband actually got injured. Like, they didn't do it as part of a scam. It sounds
so
like.
His daughter Angela said no to using her husband's medieval sword practice injury as a way to make a claim. A first for one of William's co-conspirators. So I guess he had a real medieval sword practice injury. You know how those happen.
Y'all know
the medieval swords that we be using.
Run of the mill.
Yeah, you know, standard. We don't even have to explain further. But William saw an opportunity, and Angela's like, no, like, we're not doing this. So at the same time, investigators began to snoop around William's associates, and some of the banks closed his accounts. 2 months later, the FBI showed up with search warrants at William and Ryan's home. In December 2018, the indictment was announced. There was a total of 22 co-conspirators. Wow. Including all of William's close family, plus Ryan, Kimmy, a rich friend that they, and some rich friend that they had suddenly like roped in recently.
Wow.
I feel bad. I feel bad for William's family, but I really feel bad for Kimmy. Kimmy just got married, and then now she got to go to jail.
Yeah.
That ain't
but
right.
But she kept getting married, though, too.
No, Kimmy wasn't
no,
the one.
No, that was Sandy.
That's Sandy.
Oh, William. Sandy, got
Sandy
it, got
was
it.
The one who got hit with the ceiling fan.
Got it.
Poor Kimmy. I'm so sorry. So you got to watch who you marry, y'all.
Yeah.
Meet the in-laws.
True.
So they were accused of earning more than $6 million from 33 staged accidents a total of 101 counts of money laundering, mail wire, and healthcare fraud. William pleaded not guilty to 87 counts and was released without location monitoring on an unsecured bond.
What? Oh,
allowing him to travel through four states, Washington, Idaho, California, and Nevada. Yo, the white man of it all.
Yeah, seriously.
That's, yeah.
You said he got on a khaki jacket. Yo, let him out.
Yeah.
This is a good family man.
Yeah.
It's a community man.
He's employing his family members.
Right. Yeah. What are you talking about? Exactly. He sounds like a man of the people. He's keeping everybody paid and laid up in the hospital. Oh, no. So, I don't know why they let him go on the lam. So, while William ran, his close family received and served a minimum of 6 months to 6 years in prison. So he was like,
so
doing
he
the
was
right
out, now. And his family again is scammed.
Wow.
Yes, Ryan was so grateful to be out from under William's control that he thanked the court for his 19-month sentence.
So can we make it longer?
He was like, well, how much of that prison time y'all got?
Yeah.
I was
anything
for
to stay away
more.
From William.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
that
so
poor
sad.
Guy is so traumatized. Yeah.
He is, because like also this is someone he looked up to his whole life. It was a father figure.
That's
and
awful.
Like your father, in quotes, ruins your life to the point where you're like, I would gladly go to jail.
Yeah. Just to get away from him.
Yeah.
That's wild.
He was like, I saw them prison TikToks. They don't look too bad. And now I can make a Slim Jim burrito. I'm going to be fine. Just make sure my daddy, don't let William up in
no
there.
Visitation.
No visitation. And not the same prison.
Yeah.
Like, that's so terrible. So Ryan was released on May 2021, and him and his wife are now the original prison couple on TikTok.
Wait, they're making the prison TikToks?
Yes. At the original prison couple on TikTok. I'm going over there.
Me too.
I need to know what's going on over there. So the rest of the once close crime family are now scattered across the U.S., mostly estranged. William Mize is still on the run.
Stop
he was
it.
Last spotted no. at a liquor store by a family member, but then
there's a picture.
Oh shit! Wait,
security
they really
camera.
Caught him in 4K.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why is he still dressed like he just left the golf course? How does he make money now?
Maybe who knows? Holding,
maybe he was saving all the
squirreling stuff away.
He knew this day was coming.
He remains an uncaught fugitive. They have not caught this man.
He's wild.
He's still out here.
Hitting
people with lead pipes.
Yeah.
I'm just so disappointed in all of this.
He's still out here smacking folks with rowboats.
Yeah. No. Ceiling fans. And...
No. No, wow. that's not good. Fuck this man. Fuck this man. He's evil. Wow. All right. And that brings us to the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let Nava and Sophie go. But right before we do, just real quick, and this is funny that we're talking about TikTok again. We have Scammer of the Week, where we highlight one charlatan who's worthy of our praise, or maybe not. We'll see. And today we're talking about one Californian TikToker who has taken the reins after the pink sauce lady... And she's selling her food online as well. So the problem is, just like the pink sauce lady, did y'all know about pink sauce?
No.
So pink sauce was this really cute black lady who made a sauce that essentially is like some kind of aioli, but she put dragon fruit juice in it. So it made it really bright pink.
Okay.
And then she would just pour it on just the worst food ever and then kind of like eat it in front of you. So it's like a little bit of a mukbang. So she's like, pink sauce, you can put it on anything. Yeah. Like, here it is on Popeyes. And then she's like... Like, here it is on the, you know, she's, like, putting her mouth on it and like, she uses so much of it.
Yeah.
So it's also, like, a weird aesthetic thing that you're watching. But then she started mailing it out to people for $20 a jar.
Okay.
Yes. And so the thing about, like, food, like, when you mail it and whatever, you know.
You have to have, like, some permits or something.
Yeah, it's something called, like, the FDA or something. I heard they, like, to know about what you're doing or whatever.
Control this.
Yeah, so, you know, she's sending these out middle of summer. There's milk products in there. Yeah, so as you can imagine,
I feel bad for her.
Well, I think a company actually, like, purchased the recipe of the sauce, so I think it's going to be in stores.
Okay.
So, yeah, she failed up, and I love that for her, because she's a black woman. And I was like, yes, sis, you better fail up. You better, like, have an implosion and then still win and get the bag.
Yeah.
But no, so that's pink sauce. Mm-hmm. So this TikToker's products are likely to cause massive foodborne illnesses through her online scam. So we talked about pink sauce. Now we're talking about a new creator, and the handle is Pickle Me Everything. And she's recently gone viral for trying to sell pickles online that violate the California cottage food law. The cottage food law is pertaining to selling homemade food items. Because I think there is, like, you can go to a farmer's market and sell, like, a certain amount or whatever.
Yeah.
But I guess you can't pickle everything. So we Wait, can we click on the video? Is it a video? Or is it a photo? Oh. Okay, please. Okay, please.
Please stop.
Because I know y'all misophonia. We'll put a content warning for the misophonia girls out there. Like, I can't hear people chewing.
Yeah.
But that's like a mukbang thing. And she's like, you know what I mean? There's like a weird kind of kink thing that's happening here too.
That's true.
But she's like, pickles, hey, come on.
So what's happened with her pickles?
So she received criticism because she was selling products that may come with minor leaking as they are hand sealed and not pressure sealed, not pressure cooked, nothing involved. So basically,
she's just pickling them in her kitchen.
Literally. Wow. And then she's like, I'm not even closing them real good.
Yeah.
I twist the lid twice and what happens, happens. You know what I mean? Like,
roll the dice.
It's on you. So, however, it's come to light that not only is she not canning her pickles correctly under the cottage law, pickled goods are illegal to sell.
Oh.
As of Wednesday, Pickle Me Everything's website storefront did not list any products for sale. She has since apologized, offered refunds, and promises that she'll look into other proper licenses in, like, a commercial kitchen, despite... even if she's in a commercial kitchen, it still violates California law. And they're like, okay, girl, are you going to move out of California too? Because that's not...
So wait, in California, you're not allowed to sell pickles? But they sell pickles in, like...
It, under the cottage food law. So at home, homemade pickles.
Yeah, you got only do, like, gotta be elastic.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because also pickles, I mean, the whole thing about pickles is you keep them, they're fermented, you keep them in there for a long time. So if you do it wrong, then it's bad.
You might could die a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
The bacteria gets in there.
You know, a little.
You might die.
You might die a little bit or whatever. But also, this feels like a scam to go viral, so hopefully she could get the same kind of deal that the pink sauce lady got, where it's like, now Velasquez is going to scoop in and they're going to buy your homemade pickles.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so naive. I'm like, she just loved making pickles.
Poor girl. She had a real passion.
Pickling from home.
Everyone's trying to be Anna Delvey now. Everybody's like, they're going to start making their own art. You know, she's going to drop.
And I love that for them. I love that for all of them. Y'all get out there. Y'all do crime. Okay. Oh, man. We made it. We made it to the end of the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so fun. So this was such a fun episode. We always ask, where would you like to be found? Anything you want to plug? The internet, the podcast, your socials?
Yeah. You can find my personal account at Nava, N-N-N-A-V-A, on Instagram. Don't follow me on TikTok. It's just like Taylor Swift songs with dachshunds in the... Nobody wants to see that.
Don't follow me on TikTok.
Don't. You can follow me on Instagram. You not to.
And you can follow Podcrushed at Podcrushed on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok.
This is Sophie. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Scribbled by Sophie. And yeah, follow Podcrushed. It's a podcast all about middle school. We take listener-submitted middle school stories. It's a fun time.
Yeah. And you can stream us wherever you stream your podcast.
Yes. Come on. Get it everywhere you get your things. Yeah. And as you've heard on this show, they are very funny and lovely. So get into Podcrushed. And as always, guys, snitch on your friends and family and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes. Fuck up your bag. Amen. If you want to follow me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, D-V-A-L-A-C on all platforms. And if you want to see photos of this really unhinged man, William M., his Poe family. Scam Got a Spot on Instagram. We will be uploading all of these terrifying photos there. Congregation, y'all keep Love Islanding. Scam Got Is. This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. the Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our recording engineer is Abby Aguilar. And our audio editor is Jesse Karen. Research for the show is done by Kaylin Brand. Stay scamming.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.